Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now, as he's still on the road doing all the stuff that he gets to do because he is sort of footloose and carefree, but he still writes a lot of stuff. From Ammo Land, joined again by writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill, and I am glad to be here.
I am glad you are here as well. I need my Weingarten fix during the week. It just makes my week so much better. Let's talk about this, and I don't even really understand this. Apparently, there's been a discussion about carrying a gun on your own property. What's the deal with this?
Yeah, this is I found it fascinating. This is a case out of Florida,
right?
And we'll get into the details a little later. But essentially, a man in his own front yard had a verbal dispute with some people who were there to cut a tree. Now, I don't know how they were engaged, a private company or what, but they were there because it doesn't say anything. Anyway, so he went inside and procured a handgun, came out, jacked around into the chamber, and just held it by his side while he went to talk to them because they had acted somewhat threateningly. And in the court case, the original judge said that's aggravated assault. And he claimed that the precedent in Florida upheld his opinion that merely loading a firearm without pointing it at anyone and holding it at your side in the open was aggravated assault.
Right.
Well, the case was appealed to District Court of Appeal in the state of Florida, the 4th District, which includes Broward County, where this incident happened. And the 3-judge panel in the court, and I'll give the names, Artua, Kicklin, and Connor, if I'm pronouncing them correctly, unanimously, all three of them said, loading and openly carrying a firearm in your own yard is not the use of deadly force and therefore is not aggravated assault and is protected conduct under both Florida law and the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution.
Right.
Now, that sounds pretty common sense to most of us. But back around the middle 90s, I think it was about 94 or 95, it could be off a couple of years, Wisconsin, unlike Florida, has never had a prohibition against open carry of firearms. Florida has had a prohibition against open carry of one kind or another for quite a while, particularly since 1987, when open carry was essentially banned in Florida in a compromise that was negotiated and pushed by Janet Reno of Waco fame and by Marion Hammer of the NRA and the legislature. And they basically got shall issue concealed carry permits, and they lost the ability to open carry in Florida. Mostly. I mean, there are some exceptions, like when you're hunting or fishing or to and from hunting and fishing. But in Wisconsin, they never had a ban on open carry. And a man in the middle 90s was out in his front yard with a holstered handgun on his hip, planting a tree. There was no confrontation with anyone But somebody called it in and claimed that, you know, that, and complained about him carrying a handgun on his hip in his front yard. So the police showed up and they charged him with disorderly conduct for just having a holstered handgun on his hip. Now this, like I said, was in Wisconsin where open carry is perfectly legal. And eventually, with a lot of demonstrations and exhortations to the legislature and opinions by the Attorney General of Wisconsin, Wisconsin put part of their law into effect that said, just openly carrying a handgun is not disorderly conduct. And I use that as an illustration to show how far we have come. Because in Florida, where open carry is banned in most places, and at most times, the three-judge panel said, hey, you're in your own yard. Florida law says it's okay on your own property, and you are allowed to have a firearm armed for confrontation. This guy was having a verbal confrontation with these people. He never pointed the gun at them. It's his right to have that gun with him. And there is no violation of law here, both in Florida law, and they cite several different cases, or under the Second Amendment, and they cite the Second Amendment. I think that's a major change in attitude that we have seen over the last 30 years. 30 years is a long time, but I'm old enough to remember. And there was a time when people would not openly carry because they figured they would be harassed, they would be arrested, they would be put upon, they would be forced into court. And I remember those times because even though it was legal to openly carry in Wisconsin, when I did so, I was on my tippy toes and I watched and made sure I had all my I's dotted and T's crossed. And while I was never arrested, I was interrogated once or twice.
Right.
And we've come a long way. So what the other part of this that I think is extremely interesting is they really castigated the judge who said this is aggravated assault. They said, no, it isn't. You're completely misreading the law, and you're completely misreading and mischaracterizing our precedent on the law. And then they wrote about the precedent, and they explained why he was misreading it. And while this was all done very politely, when you basically tell a judge, you're completely wrong and you're misrepresenting what the law is, that's a pretty significant slap down in courts of law. In addition, they said that even if he had been off his property, it's not against the law to display a firearm in a non-threatening manner in order to let people know you are armed. I thought that was another significant change from what we worried about. Back 20, 30 years ago, I remember reading about incidents where somebody would print. It would show that they had a firearm concealed. Maybe the outline showed against a shirt. And police would be called. And these were always incidents that people wanted to be very careful about because if you made the wrong move, you might get severely hurt.
Yeah.
When Arizona first had a permit for concealed carry, I think it was 94 around then. Well, I should remember, but I think it was about 94.
Tell you what, hang on a minute. Hang on, if you will. I want to hear about this. So this has always been a point of contention with a lot of people, and the fact that Dean was a pioneer for this in Arizona. So nobody better to write about something like this than Mr. Weingarten. So we'll be right back. This article is at amoland.com if you want to peruse it. And this is the deep dive into it and talking to Dean Weingarten about the stuff he wrote in it. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We're talking about a case that popped up and just the mere concept of open carry and everything else. And this is in state of Florida. Now, to reiterate, is it okay to have a gun out in the open and on your property in the state of Florida?
On your property, it is. That's one of the exceptions. And they also have in the law in Florida an exception for a brief momentary display of a firearm that is not threatening and not where you're carrying openly as a matter of course. And that law was cited in this decision by the three-judge panel as well. And I was saying that attitudes have changed a lot, and that in Florida, I'm not in Florida, in Arizona, when we got the concealed carry shall issue permit system put in place, as I recall, in 1994, there were a number of problems with people being found out that they had a firearm on them, and the police would treat them as felons. Even though, for example, in one instance that I know of, when the police did a check for warrants and wants on a traffic stop, they found the people inside, at least one of them, had a concealed carry permit. And they did a felony stop on them at gunpoint that pulled the people out and onto asphalt with 130-degree temperature. Not pleasant. And attitudes have completely changed in that 30 years. Now, if you have a concealed carry permit, the attitude of a lot of police, I would say probably a majority of police in the United States, is now, oh, this is one of the good guys. So, you know, they're going to be polite, as they should in all cases, but they are usually less concerned because you have been shown to be one of the good guys. And in Florida, with this case, the appeals court, three-judge panel, is now saying, look, this is accepted reality. If you're on your own property and you have a firearm, you have a right to have it. You have a right to have it in case of confrontation. If you have to load it where people can see it being loaded, and if you're carrying it where they can see you're carrying it, as long as you don't threaten them with it and you don't point it at them, that is not a violation of the law. This is a major change over three decades. And it's the way it should be. It's a positive change. Openly carrying traditionally in the United States has not been seen as threatening. The mere possession of firearms was not seen as threatening. And it was a major coup in propaganda that progressives, and I'm talking about progressives in the sense of the ideology and the political realm, made the carry of firearms into something that was considered dangerous or inappropriate. But that, we have turned that around. And we've turned it around because we have statistics and facts that show when people carry firearms legally, there's no additional problem. It's just our opponents have always said you will get blood in the streets. And there are still major academics on the other side that claim that the mere existence of more arms causes more problems. But it's just not true. It simply is not true. The only way... Go ahead.
So, we have about 500 million guns in the United States. Would you agree with that?
Very close.
Probably. I think...
the margin of error, let's say.
And I've seen somebody throw out a number of 133 million gun owners.
It's just hard to know that number, but I'd say with at least 100 million.
Yeah. So let's go with that. Now, at what level do we say that we are so saturated that it actually, I mean, at 500 million guns, shouldn't we just be wiped off the face of the earth just by ourselves?
You would think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, we have other nations that have very relatively few guns, like Brazil has relatively few guns. I think, you know, they've got probably per capita less than 1% of what we do. And yet they still have a violent crime rate, violent homicide rate, about four to five times what the U.S. violent homicide rate is.
Right.
Now, that depends on the exact year. So I'm giving a range of numbers there because I don't have them directly in front of me, but that is about what it is. So the point here is that merely having guns in a society does not increase the level of violence. And the major reason it doesn't is because most people in most societies are not willing to kill and severely injure people for no reason. Now, you have a small percentage that tend to be violent and criminals in societies. And some societies have a little bigger percentage than others, and it gets to be not that easy to measure. But the violent criminals in Brazil, even though the number of arms in Brazil is just maybe a couple percent of what it is in the United States, have plenty to do harm with. And they have a much greater per capita violent crime rate with guns in Brazil than they do in the United States. So the number of guns needed to fuel violent crime is a tiny number compared to the number we have in the United States. We would have to get rid of something like, over 95% of all the guns we have in the United States to get down to the level of possession they have in Brazil.
Right.
And yet that level is plenty to fuel, to be used in violent crimes that are four or five times as many as in the U.S. So this idea that you can take a few guns away here and there and it's going to stop crime or reduce it just isn't so. But there are, of course, costs. And the left never wants to consider costs of the policies they want to put in place. They only want to look at their proposed fairy tale positives. But there are costs. And there are a lot of people who defend themselves with guns.
Yeah.
Guns deter a
sure.
lot of people from committing crime.
Hang on for me right there, if you will. You're getting into the meat now. This is the good stuff. Here we go. This article, you can find this article at, it was published, let's see, it was published yesterday. And it's available to you at amalan.com, with about 2,200 plus other ones. I think we're probably coming up on 2,300. I've been saying that for a minute now. But that's just Dean's contribution to the discussion. And it's all waiting for you there at amalan.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about just reality at the moment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is urging members of his own party to be on the right side of history and vote yes tonight on the bipartisan debt ceiling bill.
Everybody has a right to their own opinion, but on history, I'd want to be here with this bill today.
The bill would suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years, and it includes modest spending cuts and policy provisions. Two more Republicans are joining the already crowded field running for president. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will formally launch his campaign on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, former Vice President Mike Pence will announce he's running. Amazon's video doorbell division Ring has agreed to pay a nearly $6 million fine for mishandling customers' videos. The Federal Trade Commission found that Ring employees and contractors had unrestricted access to sensitive video data for personal use. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. Dean is getting into, I mean, you just went somewhere that most people, I don't think, ever do the calculus. With you were using an example of Brazil.
Right.
Now, do we, yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, do we have any idea how many guns are in Brazil?
Yeah, the numbers exist, estimates, and I think it's, you know, maybe a couple tens of millions. It's very small compared to the U.S. There just aren't a large number there. And what's interesting is Brazil is similar to the U.S. in a lot of ways. Brazil is a new world country. It hasn't been around for many centuries. Brazil had slavery until the middle of the 19th century. Yeah, I think they did away with it without a civil war around 1870 or so. Brazil has a very mixed, diverse population, as they say today, as does the United States. Both of them have a history of basically democratic forms of government in the New World. So there's a lot of things that are similar between Brazil and the United States. But Brazil has a much higher crime rate and far fewer firearms and a much more stringent and restrictive set of gun control laws. Brazil has no Second Amendment. So with all those similarities, it's hard to see how you can claim that with the United States having many times as many guns as exist in Brazil, and far fewer violent crimes committed with guns per capita in the United States than Brazil, then you can claim that guns are a primary driver of violent crime. It just doesn't make sense. Now, the other side will play games to try to deny that Brazil should be compared to the United States. They'll say, Brazil doesn't have as high an income level as the United States. So they're trying to claim that income level is the driver of violence in the world. But it's not. You see, many countries that have low incomes that have low violent crime rates. I mean, an exception disproves the axiom. So you can't claim that it's the major driver when you find exceptions that disprove it. What the people who don't want an armed population, the way they lie with statistics with this, is they only want to include certain European nations and maybe Japan and now maybe China and say, well, these countries are really like the United States. So if we look at them and they have really strict gun control and they don't have high crime rates, well, then it means that gun control is the reason. But it's not. Because they are cherry picking the data. They're only looking at those countries that support their argument, and they're finding ways to define the sample so that only the countries they want in the sample are there. It's an error of data selection. It's a bias in data selection.
Right.
And John Lott was one of the first ones to point this out. He said, well, if we look at all of the countries in the world, the U.S. crime rate is kind of in the middle. Which it is. It's kind of on the lower third, I think, when you look at it overall. But it's kind of
according to Wikipedia, it's in the bottom quarter.
Yeah, there you go. And so we just, the people who claim that guns are driving crime, or violent crime as such, have to exclude three quarters of the world and say, well, those people really aren't like us, you know. They're really different. They're poor, or maybe they're, we'll call them third world, or maybe they're not developed. But a lot of those countries have very low crime rates. So why are you excluding them? I mean, if you're going to analyze the data as a scientist, you don't exclude data because it doesn't agree with your premise. And that's what I see is happening when people make this claim. Another thing they do is they'll say, well, if you put all these restrictive gun laws in place, there are fewer people who are murdered with guns. But, see, that's another way to lie with statistics.
Sure.
Because it doesn't matter to the people who are murdered, if they're murdered with a gun or murdered with a knife or murdered with a club or murdered with a bomb or murdered with a car. Murder is murder.
Yeah, there's no high ground on that one.
Right. So if you restrict firearms and the rate of homicide with firearms goes down, but the overall homicide rate remains the same or goes up, you have not gained anything. So it's misleading to only look at firearms crimes or firearms homicides. You have to look at all the crimes and all the homicides. And for example, in the United States, 84% of the violent crime happens without firearms.
Right.
So it's important to note that. And this is part of the way that you manipulate the data and manipulate the argument. That's why this term, firearms violence, is an Orwellian propaganda term, because by its very nature, it focuses the argument on firearms rather than crime. And they include suicide in, quote, firearms violence.
Yeah, they do.
But most of the laws, the statutes they're pushing, would have no effect on suicide.
No.
I mean, how does it limiting a suicidal person to 10-round magazine affect the suicide rate?
Well,
it doesn't.
They don't need 10 rounds for what they're about to do.
Correct.
But, I mean, like, if you look at the two countries that have the most homicides, which are India and Brazil. Brazil has,
yeah.
They think there's 17 million guns in Brazil.
Ah, there we go. Okay, good. Thank you.
In India, they think there's 71 million guns in India.
Right.
Now, they have 40,000 homicides in India.
Right.
In Brazil, they had 47,000 homicides with what? Not even a little more than a quarter of the guns in India.
Well, not only that, but Brazil has a much lower population than India, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, the thing about that is, like, in a lot of Brazil, how much of we would have to look in the inner city and find out where all of this crime is concentrated on, because while they're out there trying to say, well, they have much, this drives it up because they have so fewer people than we do. Well, what's the population in the cities?
Brazil is about 200 million in Brazil, if I recall.
So
it's not a small country. So, but my point is that there are ways that you can manipulate the data to try to get what you want. We call that lying with statistics. And it's difficult to be completely unbiased. But I think I can point out some of the errors of logic on the other side.
Well, before you go to pointing them out, okay, this article, the article that this has risen from is the Florida article that's at, it was published May 30th. At amaland.com, latest article that Dean has had published there. Like many things that Dean writes, we get out here and he and I, we start pulling it apart, and then we start to take on this organic sort of thing where we go in a different direction and all this other stuff, which is the very fun thing about having a conversation with a man just in the first place. So, but all of this thought-provoking stuff, there's 2,200 articles plus like this at amaland.com. All of this thought-provoking stuff. And for those of you that are pro-gun, well, information is ammunition. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. He was about to start pulling apart some things based upon, well, were you going to pull it apart based on their logic or just on logic, period?
Well, I was trying to explain some of the logical fallacies. And many of them are just ways to manipulate the argument or the statistics while trying to hide reality from the readers or the listeners. And I mentioned that they'll only look at certain countries and then claim, well, the U.S. is only like, say, France and England, and they will ignore Albania or Brazil or India or China, depending on what they're trying to push. And if you're going to logically talk about the subject, you don't throw data away.
Right.
You include all the data. And what we often see is that the other side will cherry pick data. They will say, well, they'll look at the whole set of data and they'll say, well, in this state, for these 2 years, when after a shall issue bill was passed, the crime of auto theft went up. Therefore, shall issue causes crime. So you can see what happens there. They're looking for a place where they can make an argument instead of looking at the data and making an argument.
Right.
That's what I call cherry picking. And it's partly in the way that these people view, when I'm talking about these people, I'm talking about academics who try to make the argument that guns cause crime or that guns cause excess death. They tend to be arguing from the viewpoint that guns are bad. In fact, this is much of the argument that we see on the other side. They start off with guns are bad. And the assumption about reality there is if you have more guns, more bad stuff happens. But that's an a priori assumption. If you make that assumption, you've already decided where you want the data to go. But it's not necessarily true, and I would argue that it is not true. What we see is more guns do not result in more homicides. More guns do not result in more suicides. There is no measurable increase in either. When the number of guns are increased, and there is no measurable decrease in either when you restrict guns more. And I make a differentiation there between saying when the number of guns are increased, because we have a way now to measure the increase in the number of guns in the national instant background check system run by the FBI. So we can see more guns are being sold, and through surveys we can get an idea of how many new guns are being sold. So we have a way to measure increase in guns. But we don't have an easy way to measure when they're being used for good purposes. And we don't have an easy way to measure necessarily all the time that they're used in bad purposes either. So we can tell when guns are increased, but we can measure pretty well when there's an increase in homicide or an increase in suicide, because when people die, there is usually a significant effort to record them in significant ways. You know, if we can argue about whether most rapes are recorded or if most burglaries are recorded or even maybe most assaults. But if there's a category that is recorded with a reasonable degree of accuracy, it's probably homicides and then suicides as a part of that. And when we see that, we can see an increase in guns and we don't see a decrease in the overall homicides or suicides. Now, similarly, I changed it. I said when guns are more heavily regulated rather than when the numbers of guns are reduced, because we generally don't see a big reduction in the number of guns when we have more regulation. Because what happens is the people who have the guns just go underground, or they don't usually turn them in. And so the guns are still there. All that you have left are the regulations, and the regulations don't affect the people who are committing the crimes or the suicides.
Right.
So just adding more regulations, and even in some areas where we've seen, at least temporarily, a reduction in actual numbers of guns, like we saw in Australia, it didn't reduce suicides. It didn't reduce homicides. They tended to either increase or stay on the same trend line that they were. Having studied many of the, I think almost all the studies from Australia, what we saw is that suicides increased for a while before they went down again, and homicides just stayed on the same trend line that they had been all along. And it's called the substitution effect, and the fact is that people who want to do serious harm to one another usually figure out a way to do it. And if they're trying to do serious harm to themselves, there are many easy substitutes for a firearm for committing suicide.
Sure.
And homicides don't seem to be changed either. So that's what happens. And people will go, the way that they try to most often change the narrative is to say, well, but the number of people committing suicide with guns went down. So what? What's the point if the overall suicide did not change? And the same for homicide. And that is if when people start talking specifically about harm with guns was reduced, you know they're lying with statistics, because why aren't they talking about the overall rate?
The other thing about this that I never see anybody talking about, we know that the subset of lawbreakers, we know it's the same group of guys. It's like 1,500 to 1,600 in a big city.
Right.
That are constantly let out and everything else. And so we know that those guys, they seem to have a proclivity towards crime, no matter what's done for them.
Well, now, we kind of understand it. We do. There's been a lot of studies. But what part of what the left, in my opinion, wants to believe is that people don't commit crime. It's material objects. We just get rid of the material objects, the people won't commit crime.
Yeah, but that's not true.
No, it's a fantasy world.
Sure.
And yes.
Well, how many rapes do guns perpetrate? I mean, that's sort of a crime that involves a person. That's a personal crime. How many strangulations? How many knifings?
The last time I looked at it, very few rapes involve firearms. And I don't remember the number right now, but it's small and doesn't have much effect.
Right.
But part of this is a desire to have a magical way to stop bad things from happening.
Sure.
And so they say, if we just get rid of guns, without considering that we can't just get rid of guns, they're 15th century technology. They're getting the technology we have to make them and to make ammunition is getting easier all the time. And the guns themselves, you cannot get rid of them. You have regimes that have severe restrictions on guns, and India is one of them.
Right.
India has had severe restrictions on gun ownership since, so when was the mutiny? 1857. Since either the mutiny or the revolt, whichever way you look at it, in 1857, it was just a little after that, right afterwards, as I understand, that the British government in India put severe restrictions on gun ownership in India. So they have had severe restrictions for, what, 175 years, about? And they have not had huge changes in homicide.
Right.
And they have more guns now, many more guns, than they ever had before. Let's not forget, when the British went to India, the East Indians, were already manufacturing their own guns. India was a pretty well-armed society before the British instituted Western-style gun control there a little after 1857.
Running out of time. We have run out of time, Dean, as always. It has been stimulating. Thank you for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Back again tomorrow, 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.